Yeah. And then Chris Pine, you're like, oh, fuck, Chris Pine's in this?
Yeah, he's like, he's sprinkled out appropriately. Like, whoever's controlling the Chris Pine proportions is just nailing it.
It's
every
an
time.
Even distribution of Chris Pine.
You're like, where'd he go? And then they're like, he's right here. And you're like, oh, thank you. I was worried.
Thank God.
I thought we lost him. Welcome.
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
Oh boy.
We're keeping it.
We're too late. We can't possibly stop it.
We're editing this live.
Yeah, it's a wild new concept. Welcome to Out of Dodge, America's
welcome.
Favorite podcast.
Yeah, and also Russia's for no apparent reason. I'm Trevor.
I'm Shane.
And we're your hosts. We went to a film school and got knowledge of film. On today's episode, we're going to be looking at some spooky stuff. Because it is Halloween's Eve, kind of. I mean, it's going to come out a week before Halloween. We're posting on Halloween week, so this is it.
Yeah,
fucking deal
it
with
counts.
It, bitches.
It counts.
It counts. And the spooky thing that we've been dancing around for months... Supernatural, the myth, the legend,
the supernatural,
supernatural. the longest running goddamn CW show in the history of time and morium. So you know
it's true. We wanted to do this episode back in March or April, but certain events occurred, and the finale of the show was pushed till November. So here we are in October, giving you a fun rundown of this absolutely batshit show.
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't know, who hasn't been around for the last 15 years, first off, welcome. You're 1 year old.
I'm glad you've woken from your scary coma. I'm sorry, it has to be right now.
So the show is about two brothers, Sam and Dean Winchester, who are monster hunters of a sort, and they hunt vampires and demons and werewolves and angels and other things that go bump in the night, you know? And there's a whole cast of kooky characters. Some of them are great. Some are absolutely garbage.
Some of the latest.
But they just keep coming back.
Yeah, there's a fun tendency for the worst characters to show up again and again and again.
Yeah, they don't know how to kill anybody off. There's kind of this ongoing joke that if you die in Supernatural, you just gotta wait a few episodes, you'll be back. And that is aggressively true.
Yeah, maybe
in every way, shape,
maybe too true. You know?
Yeah, to a point where like death really doesn't mean anything.
Also, death dies. So.
So they kind of get introduced to this world because their mom gets killed by a demon. And their dad is like, I don't know what happened. And he ends up, like, becoming this, like, fabled hunter because of the death of his wife, who we realize later was a hunter the whole time.
Yeah, I don't like that episode.
Yeah, it's... There's a lot. There's a lot. So it's 15 seasons.
15 seasons.
And the CW does this thing where they're like, what if every season is 22 episodes? And people are like, CW, that's too many. That's so many.
And they're like, well, late. We've already made two seasons in the time it
took
you to complain.
22 hours a season, which I'm going to do the math real quick because I have a really small, smooth brain. And so 22 hours times 15 seasons, that's 330 hours of Supernatural that exists out in the world. That
cannot be
escaped. some people asked for.
I asked for some of it.
Yeah, so
not all of it.
So before we start ragging on it, it has an absolutely solid 5 seasons, and that's probably it.
Yeah, 100% agree on that one. So the first 5 seasons have a very clear arc. You're kind of leading to the traditional apocalypse. like this huge fight between like angels and demons, and the devil's gonna show up, and it's cool, it's great. Everything after those first five seasons is almost complete shit. Like, there are some gems. It's kind of a little monkey with a typewriter, though, than like, oh, this whole season's good. I don't think there's like a good full season after five, really, but
no, I'm gonna agree with you on that. I don't think there is at all. There's good episodes.
There are good episodes, but they're just like so small.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where they were like, well, what if we did like a cop show where it's like a crime a week, but we make it a monster a week. And that was kind of the gimmick at first, where there is kind of an overarching plot, but like the main plots in each episode is, you know, someone dies, they go investigate, they find out what the monster is, they kill the monster.
Yeah, a lot of people die.
A lot of random innocent people die.
I will say in the very first season, when they're doing more of like monster of the week type shit, there are a lot of interesting things that pop up, you know?
Oh, totally. Totally. Like the scarecrow.
I wrote that down. I love the scarecrow, which I think was from episode 11 of season 1. And then they have like shapeshifters and like a mirror monster. And then there's a demon who just 9/11s every plane they get in. I don't know why, but it's fucking scary.
Yeah. He's just like, chaos, baby.
One time they run into a bunch of cannibals, and it's like worse than all the monsters, because monsters, you're like, yeah, you eat people, that's your thing. But cannibals, you're like, you should fucking know better.
Yeah.
You freaks.
There's a few episodes where they're like, oh, we're actually not hunting monsters, we're just hunting like a really fucked up dude.
And then they kill him.
And
still,
then he's,
because fuck him.
Yeah, because like they're like, oh yeah, we can kill this guy super easy because he's just a monster. He's not a demon.
People
that has like
so easy to kill.
Super strength.
Yeah, that's the thing, the moral of the show, really.
Is they're like, yeah, this guy's fucked up, and then they brain him and they just shoot him in the head 17 times. They're like, we could have called the police, who we know intimately, but
also,
like, fuck him.
they know two good cops, and like they've been to almost every state, and they know two good cops.
Yeah. They do.
That's the bit. You know what I mean?
who almost die in every episode.
And one of them's a really good mom, though. So, shout out.
Two of them are good moms.
Oh yeah, you're right.
One of them's mom.
One of them adopts a daughter every episode. Though. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, because her kid was Jody.
Yeah, Jody.
That's her name.
Yes.
Because Jody's son was a zombie who ate her husband. It's a whole
thing. I forgot that happened. All I know is that, like, she
has...
That's
how you meet Jody.
She has one adopted daughter who survived, like, a vampire cult. And then she has another adoptive daughter who's, like, the daughter of an angel. It's a whole fucking thing. And then another one rolls in, and it's just like... And Jody's like, I don't give a shit, sure.
Yeah, why not?
She's so pure, it's great.
Here's the thing. It just gets fucking weird so fast.
Do you want to talk about the weird and then circle back? Because I'm feeling it.
Yeah, so let's talk about some weird episodes. Oh, so the format. We're going to talk about some weird episodes. We're going to talk about the things we like, because it's a lot easier to nail that down. We're going to talk about shit we don't like. There's no middle watch this episode, so all you middle watch fans, sorry.
The middle watch... This week is all Supernatural, so...
Yeah, go watch Supernatural for the umpteenth time.
Take it all in, and then circle back.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's talk about weird. You sounded like you had something to say.
The bit is, Sam and Dean, and their other friends, angels, demon, etc., have been doing this now for 15 years. And you might think, oh, they would be kind of good at it, right? Not exactly. Almost... In most episodes, somebody gets knocked out or kidnapped so easily, you'd think, oh, they've been doing this for a week, right? No. And it's like, sometimes they know how to do shit. Sometimes Dean can kill 8 people without breaking a sweat. Sometimes Cass, who's their best friend, Angel, can kill like 100 people. Doesn't matter. Sometimes Sam can lead a military unit to take down a bunch of heavily trained people in 15 minutes. And I'm like, that's great. That is where you would be if you've been doing this for over a decade. But other times it's like, oh, this random like farmer zombie just kidnapped you or just stabbed you in the head and now you're going to bleed out. And I'm like, what? What is this? What are you talking about?
Okay, so we're going to get into, obviously, spoiler territory.
Spoiler territory.
Like, what the fuck? The show's been out for 15 years. It's been going on. If you haven't watched it now, you'll never watch it. So, and nothing we say tonight will make you want
to
watch it.
We dare you to watch it, though, to be honest.
There's this whole arc that, okay, so angels and demons, they can't physically exist on Earth because their forms are just, like, so bonkers, uh-huh. and they'll, like, break anyone's brains if you look at them. So they have to, like, possess a vessel, which is just a human being, so they can save money by just casting normal Joe Schmoes who can't act to save their goddamn lives as angels or demons and be like, there they are. That's what they look like. And you're like, oh, fucking K, okay. And so there's this dude who the devil possesses in order to, like, walk on Earth. Yeah. And he's a very good actor, and they keep bringing him in because he's a fan favorite. Also, the fans write half the show, which is, like, another thing we'll talk about. In season 14, there's this really weird arc where they're trying to, like, so the devil's been killed, right? Is that on your notes?
It is.
So the devil's been killed, and for whatever reason, his vessel's still alive. And, like, they're like, oh, what do you want to, like, what do you want to do with your life? And he's like, oh, I want to find the killer of my wife and child. And they're like, okay. And they kind of, like, let him go off and do that. But while he's doing that, he's just, like, murdering people and, like, going batshit crazy because he's like, I guess I'm the devil now. And then Sam, who's, like, 8 feet tall, a mountain of a human being, who's been fighting monsters for...
Over a decade,
right? For almost 20 years, gets overpowered by this man, just a dude, who hits him in the head with a rock, and he almost dies? Almost dies?
It's so fucking stupid. Like,
does he actually, like... Because he gets a concussion and, like, is, like, on the ground bleeding out with his oozing out of his head.
He doesn't technically die. Yeah. And the episode that you're talking about is the classic game night. And by that, I mean season 14, episode 17, which is in my top 10 worst episode list. And you're going to fucking find out why.
It's so bad.
So everyone's hanging out. And I'm talking Sam, Dean, their mom, who was resurrected by God's sister. It's a great show. Yep. And then also the son of the devil, who's named Jack. You know? What a cool name that is. They're trying to play Mousetrap, and then they get a call from some dude who got attacked. It's like a prophet of God, whatever. So then they try to save their friend, and it turns out Nick, who used to be the devil, is like, I'm evil now, and I want the devil back because I want power.
Yeah.
And you're like, the fuck are you talking about, man? What is this? And then he agrees. Nick is like, okay, fine. I'll take you to save your friend. And turns out Nick was actually lying and is a bad guy. And then Sam's like, I'm going to shoot you if you do anything wrong because I hate you.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Sam. And then he does something wrong. And Sam's like, yeah, I guess I won't shoot you. I'll hear you out. I'll listen to your whole monologue for like 10 minutes. And then I won't shoot you. And then you're going to hit me with a rock. And then I'll almost die. So then... Nick, like, uses Jack's blood or some bullshit to summon the devil.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really honest. This one good thing about this episode. The devil looks great. Somehow they accidentally discover some special effects.
He's just like a bunch of black ooze somewhere.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I'm like, why haven't you guys ever done this before? And they're like, I don't know. Fuck you. And then Jack shows up and then throws fucking ooze devil back into space hell or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Nick's like, aw, man, but I wanted to be evil. And then Jack's like, no, bitch, and then melts him.
Yeah.
And now, and listen, some people think this was too far. Mary's like, that's too much. I don't. Fuck him. He's been annoying this whole time. Roast him.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he heals Sam from rockitis or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Mary's like, Jack, how could you? There's something wrong with you. Even though she can clearly tell he's having a nervous breakdown, she's like, I better push him. That makes sense. And then he just explodes and vaporizes her. Yeah. And I'm like, this is what a good episode.
Yeah.
So their mom, who died tragically,
dies tragically again.
Finally came back. And like, I'm not saying like that decision was great, but like, she's a cool presence to have, and maybe her death should be more of a moment.
Yeah, they don't even show it. That's the thing. Like, it happens, like this flash of white light, and the episode ends. And the next episode starts,
Mary?
And he's like,
and I'm like, what
happened? I'm like, motherfucker, you know what happened.
It's real. Was it Last Stand in X-Men when she like vaporized Cyclops on accident or whatever?
Oh, yeah, like implied vaporization off screen. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was one of many arcs that I absolutely hated.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, they've been doing shit forever, and like, you get hit in the head with a rock and you're like, I guess I'm dead now. Like, so
I'm like, what?
They also,
they've been shot before and it's been less of a big deal.
Yeah. And there's an ongoing bit where they die a bunch of times and like they obviously get resurrected and like Sam ends up dying and then gets pulled up from heaven or hell or whatever by an angel and like same with Dean and yeah. You know, I mean, all these things. It's just, they're like, how many times have you died? And they're like, I don't know, too many? And it's like an ongoing bit in the show where they kind of laugh about it. But like, as an audience member, you're like, oof. Like, nothing means anything. Like, you know that they're going to be fine at the end of the day because like, the show has to go on.
The show, I mean, it shouldn't, but it does have to go on. I will say that like, in earlier seasons, if they die and came back, it kind of made more sense, if only because, like, the worst thing that could happen to them was not dying. Mm-hmm. Because, like, in the first five seasons, it becomes apparent that Dean is supposed to become the vessel for Michael, who's, like, the head angel. Mm-hmm. And then Sam is supposed to become the vessel for the devil, who's, you know, the devil, and they're supposed to fight and end the world. And they do die, and Sam and Dean do die a lot during this part, but they keep getting brought back because angels want to fuck with them or demons want to fuck with them. And it's kind of interesting because it's like death is not nearly the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah.
In other seasons, there's nothing that bad ever looming. Like, nothing ever beats the devil the first time.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Nothing is ever scary.
Because, so if we talk about, like, the villains, there's, like, the yellow-eyed demon, who's the guy that killed their mom.
I like him.
Yeah.
He gets a good end.
Yeah.
You know, like, they really get him.
They shoot him with the gun that can kill God.
The magic gun.
Yeah.
Almost.
I mean, almost.
They winged him.
We'll talk about God in a minute.
We'll talk about God in a
Jesus.
Minute.
Jesus. The devil, obviously. And then, like, so in season five, they do this thing where they're, like, the whole season is about preparing for the apocalypse. So there's, like, a Four Horsemen arc, which is super cool because it's, like, oh, these old men who drive Mustangs. And it's like, oh, okay. That's sick. They have, like, Eve, as in Adam and Eve, as a villain afterwards. There's, like, Sam is one of the main villains for one
Not
season.
In a way that makes sense,
no,
too.
No, he's
to
like,
be honest.
I just don't have a soul, so I'm going to kill people. And we're like, okay.
Yeah. After season five, they have a tendency, mini tangent here. Mm. They have a tendency to be like, one of the brothers is corrupted or something, and the other brother has to do something to save it.
And they switch off
for
every
example,
season.
They do. For example, one time Sam didn't have a soul, and it was a whole bit, and he was kind of evil. It wasn't very good. It wasn't super interesting. They fixed it with some bullshit.
I think that was season... Bada-bing,
bada-boom.
I think that was season six.
It was. Yeah, it was right after
because,
the best season.
Because Dean falls in love with this woman in season five, and Sam's like, you have to promise me that once I'm dead, that, you know, you have to have a normal life. And that's kind of the thought for the whole show is, like, we could have a normal life if we weren't killing monsters all the time. But
yeah, I think that's fair. If, like, you
I
know,
think
if,
so
you're,
too.
If your brother goes down, you're like, all right, did what I could.
Yeah. And so...
And he does.
He does.
Get
he goes.
That,
and then
the CW says, you can't be happy.
Yeah, and then he becomes a werewolf later in season six. No, vampire? Vampire? I don't give a shit.
Who becomes a vampire?
Dean?
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and he almost kills the kid that does he marry that woman or just lives with her?
I think they just live together.
Yeah.
I'm 80%
she's a kid.
Sure.
They meet on a case and like, yeah, at the end of the episode that, you know, the apocalypse episode, Sam's like watching him through the window and he's like, I'm not dead. It's like just
and I'm like,
fucking
I think,
end it.
Yeah, ideally he wouldn't have been. That's the one thing about the last episode. So there's this whole Mark of Cain bullshit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, from the Bible or whatever. So for some reason, Dean has to kill something or death or whatever. So he gets the Mark of Cain. But guess what? It makes him real mad or something.
Is that the Leviathan? You have to kill the Leviathan?
No, the Leviathan are like, I think earlier than season 10. Get ready for the second episode drop, my babies. Season 10, episode 21, one of the worst ones, not surprising. We're talking Dark Dynasty, and guess what? Sam and Dean encounter the Frankenstein family. That sounds stupid.
Because
it is. So these bad guys are like harvesting people's organs, and you're like, that's weird. And then Sam is like talking to this head witch, Rowena, who's not great, but she's in the show. and is like, you need to crack the Book of the Damned to save my brother. And she's like, fine, but kill my demon son or whatever. And then they bring in their best friend, Charlie, who deserves better. Mm-hmm. And like, can you break this demon code? And she's like, I guess. And then Sam and Dean are trying to track down these Frankenstein people. Dean gets attacked when he's trying to order pizza. And then he captures one of them. And they're like, there was a Castle Frankenstein and Mary Shelley was in there. And I'm like, this is not fun. It's just so stupid. I've taken a lot of stupid shit seriously in Supernatural, but, like, this was a line for me where I was like, I can't possibly accept the Frankenstein people. And then, so the bad guy escapes, and they're trying to get the Book of the Damned to do Frankenstein magic. Good show, good show. And then Charlie runs away to a motel because she needs, like, to be away from the crazy witch to do her hacking or whatever. And she finishes the hacking. And then she gets horribly murdered by, like, D-list villains in Supernatural. So they're like, hey, you know this fan favorite character in the show that you like? Like, one of the few things keeping you watching the show? We're going to kill her. Almost arbitrarily. Yep. And I'm like, okay. It's cool. It's just, it's real cool when they use death of women as motivation for men. Like,
also,
good call
also,
on that
it's
one.
A lot of, like, death of gay women, too. Which yeah, I have issues I with. I'm just like, hey, can we not do that, please?
If you're like, if you're gonna have like the bare bones of diversity in your show, then you can't just like casually chuck them into the sea and then expect people to be like, good call. Like, I've seen networks be like, we made the brave decision to kill the gays. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's not,
that's the,
I don't
it's,
know.
It's the CW.
You know what that is.
That's the CW, is because they were the 100.
And, like,
so
they did do the 100, and yeah, that was like horrific. And right after that episode, when they do season 10, episode 22, which is the prisoner, and Dean's like, I gotta get revenge for Charlie, and then kills all the Frankensteins, and it's not good. Like, the fights aren't even that interesting, and he just shoots the main bad guy, and then he almost kills Cass, and I'm like, I don't care, man. This Mark of Cain stuff is fucking stupid.
I
don't like it.
I forget who they have the Mark of Cain to kill, and I really don't give a shit.
I think he kills Death in season 10.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how he gets the Mark of Cain off. I will say, I think that Sam handles shit better than Dean does.
Oh, 100%.
When it comes to this, because one time Sam does, like, he has to do trials to close hell. They don't close hell, but mm-hmm, he still does it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're going to close hell to get rid of demons, because demons are bad and they shouldn't be on Earth. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
And Sam does it, and he's like, yeah, it's whatever.
He's like, it whatever. Sucks, I have headaches, but, you know, it's fine. And then Dean's like, I guess I have to kill everything.
He's coughing up blood, like, every day, but he's like, I'm still going to do the case. I'm Sam. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
And then if Dean's dealing with something, he's like, I hate my brother and everyone. And
yeah.
I'm death.
Well,
and
that's
Dean, fucking.
That's the thing is, like, if we have to talk about the show, we have to talk about the dynamic between the brothers. So, like, Sam is the younger one. And he went to college. He's, like, very, like, book smart, vegetarian. Like, he will do research before going on a hunt, and he has, like, he's the more compassionate one, where Dean is just like hard-boiled, rough around the edges, kind of an asshole, but you love him, you know. And that's kind of their dynamic, is like the one's like the general good guy, the other one's the, you know, kind of gray area dude who would just kill anybody and anything for no reason.
Yeah, I do think that, like, between seasons 1 and 5, it's like, oh, they're brothers, and sometimes they argue, and they're recovering from, like, a traumatic past, but they're doing the best they can. And then after season 5, it's like, are they brothers? I don't
they're
know.
Just these
who are they? Are they just mad?
Adults.
Do they just exist?
Yeah. So, Shane, should we talk about getting back on track for a minute?
Let's talk about things
that we like about the show. Like, specific episodes.
Okay, great.
Because I feel like we have the same episodes. Yeah, so the one that I immediately think of is Changing Channels.
Yay!
I don't know
I have that one down.
What season 100%. It is, but...
Season 5.
But so they end up realizing that they're in a kind of like a dream world of TV, where like they're in like sexy hospital simulator and like an erectile dysfunction ad or something, and Sam is the car from Knight Rider.
I love that.
It's
so
good.
Funny.
Just some weird shit, but it turns out, like, you know, there's a trickster who's trapping them in this world who turns out to be an archangel. I don't know why he was doing it. Probably because he just gets shits and giggles from it. But it was super fun, and it was kind of like the show had been going on long enough that it could allow itself to be funny and like play with it genre a little bit. Like, you don't see a lot of other shows on television just do like a super hard pivot like Supernatural does, which I think is both a strength and a weakness.
It's a strength when it's early, yeah.
Yeah, and like they'll have some episodes that are like, oh look, it's a LARPing episode, and they like, you know, they get in with a bunch of role players, and then the next episode's like people are getting eaten by hellhounds, and I'm like, the tonal shift is insane. Like, don't do it like this. But there is like some episodes where they pull it off, and there's a good kind of mix between like the heart and the kind of bonkers craziness of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really like about changing channels, if I may.
Please.
So you mentioned the trickster that, like, traps him in all these crazy shows. Mm-hmm. He's actually shown up, like, twice beforehand and is one of my favorite characters that kind of keeps popping up.
Yeah.
But has, like, an arc by himself. So, the whole reason that he puts the brothers in these shows is that he wants them to play their parts and, like, cause the end of the world. And then they capture him, and he's like, actually, I'm Gabriel, and I'm an angel. And Dean's like, listen, you piece of shit. And here's the thing about Dean, especially, like, earlier Dean. He didn't give a shit and would, like, call out anyone. He'll talk to a table of gods like they're school children. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. And he's like, listen, you're obviously, you have a lot of family issues, Gabriel, and you need to deal with them and leave us the fuck alone. And they trap him in, like, this magical circle, and then they let him go and they leave. Even though he could come after them, but they're like, we don't give a shit. And I'm like, great.
They're like, we'll kill him. He's, like, 4 feet tall.
Yeah, there was this one time in, like, I want to say season 3, where... So, like, they're trying to find this one dude, this, like, random dude at a mystery spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's season 3, episode 11. It's called Mystery Spot. Great.
Whoa.
They're trying to track down this missing guy, and then Sam ends up in a time loop where Dean dies about, I don't know, up to 111 times. And it turns out it's the trickster fucking with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's like, what the hell, man? Why would you do this? And the trickster's like, you know, I'm crazy. And it's kind of a cool... Time loops are great. It's one of the weirdest subgenres in the world that somehow works almost every time.
Yeah.
And, it's one of the episodes where you realize that, like, that there's more to the trickster going on, and then eventually leads to it being Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
which I think is pretty rad.
Yeah, no, and that was also my number two for fun episodes. So I feel like we're going to have the same five episodes that we like. So also the Wendigo episode. So episode 2, so good, so spooky, like genuinely scary. I remember watching that and being like, terrified, and I, you know, it's not that scary now, but like, you know, being in the future and adult now, I'm just like, oh, okay. That's it. But it's a you know, it centers around them going on, like, looking for a missing camper with a bunch of other campers who slowly get picked off by this Wendigo. They don't know what it is, they don't know if it's a bear. They're trying to, you know, keep monsters under wraps, and they figure out, oh, it's a Wendigo, it's a monster that eats people in the night. And they try to pull off the same kind of monster in other seasons. Not as good. Not remotely as good. Because it builds up tension and stuff. Like, something's hunting them. And you don't see it until, like, the very end.
Yeah, and then they kill it in a cool way with, I want to say, a flare gun?
Yeah.
And they flare gun it to death?
Yeah.
I respect, though, I don't think the Wendigo has ever shown up again, which I kind of like.
Yeah. I'm gonna be real. It does not look spooky at all.
Oh no! Did you look it up?
I looked it up. It looks bad.
Shit. The atmosphere of it was good though, and I think it helped set the tone of like the show being both fun but also kind of creepy. You know?
Yeah, especially
even if it's literally not. They don't have any money, so
no. And especially for season two, episode 2.
Yeah, like right out of the gate,
it did a lot of good work, setting up the tone for that following season, because I would argue that season 1 and 2 are pretty spooky.
It's very focused on like getting the brand out there before they kick the lore in. They're more like, listen, these are brothers,
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. And they kill monsters. And I'm like, okay, that's all I can handle. I'm like, all right.
So yeah, what's your number? What's the next one for you?
So season 2, episode 9, Croatoan was one of my favorites. And the reason is because it is a small town where a demonic virus turns people into killers. So it has a zombie vibe. There's all kinds of crazy shit going on. Sam has a vision to go to the town.
Yeah.
Croatoan is on the pole, and Sam stops, and he's like, this is not going to be good. Do you remember Roanoke? Something bad's going to happen. And Dean's like, it'll be fine. I don't know why he says that. He knows it won't. All the communication goes down. Like, slowly you realize that, like, phone calls aren't getting out, and, like, the internet is starting to crash, which is a cool way to, like, slowly establish dread.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And then, like, the virus just goes nuts. I will say that in this episode, they experiment with a stunt ideology that I don't agree with, where they're like, we're going to slow down all the action scenes. And I'm like, don't do that.
But they
don't know why.
They don't look good when they're
they
fast.
Don't look good. And, like, they've done like, decent, I mean, like, silly, but still decent fight choreography. But for whatever reason, this episode, they're like, let's make it slow. And I'm like, don't do that. But a lot of people die.
Yeah.
Like, the whole town gets closed, and people get eaten, and, like, every time we think someone's safe, it's like, actually, no, this guy is infected. Sam gets infected, and there are, like, 3 people left, and the whole town is closing in on him, and they're like, we have to go, and Dean's like, no, I'm gonna stay with my brother, and I'm gonna die with him, which is, like, you know, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But then everyone in the town just vanishes. Demonic magic. Fun. And then Sam is cured, and Dean's like, what the fuck was that about? That's not what he says. That's how he feels.
Yeah.
And then Sam's like, Dean, why did you want to stay with me and die? And Dean's like, man, the shit that we do is fucking rough, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's super depressing. Can't we just go to the Grand Canyon? Or, like, can't we chill? And I'm actually kind of hoping, and this is kind of a long hope here, that, like, maybe in the finale of the show, or, like, maybe in this last season, that they'll go to the Grand Canyon, because I think that'd be kind of a fun...
Yeah. I think
that'd be a fun little button.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to end on a nice note. Who knows?
Yeah.
What about you? Throw me an episode.
Okay, so it's the... it's called Baby. It's in... is that another one of yours?
Baby is, like, one of my favorite episodes ever.
Okay, so...
Like, ever.
Baby's so cool. So, okay, so they drive a Chevy Impala, and they call it Baby.
Very important.
That's the name of the car. And it's a very important car, and... So this whole episode revolves around the car. And so, like, it's told, like, it's like all the shots are, like, showing the car in it, or, like, that never strays from the car, or, like, it's all about the interior. It's something like that. I don't know exactly, but it's so cool because it's different. And that's, you'll get to why I like the episodes that I like, because they're different. It's very well done. And then it ends with Bob Seger's Night Moves, which is my all-time favorite song. And you know, I'm just like, yes, this is my brand. Put it in my arms, doctor.
Yeah, the thing that I absolutely love about Baby is that not only is it shot so incredibly fucking well, and, like, It's like the one episode where they're like, you know, we can, like, get weird with it, right? You know, we can get fucking wild because we control the show, right? Not only is it shot really well, but it's, like, a perfect understanding of who they are as characters. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they brought a writer in and then threw him out immediately.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
And a cinematographer, for that matter.
Yeah, for sure. There's this one moment in the episode where, like, they're just talking at night, and, like, Sam had some dream he thinks is from God, and Dean's like... I mean, it's probably not. God, like, never talks to us, and it's probably a huge asshole. They haven't met him yet, you know? And then they start talking about how they dream about their dead parents, and how it's usually about having a normal life. And then they do their whole bit where Sam calls Dean a jerk, and then Dean's like, you're a bitch. And it's, like, weirdly endearing in a way that, like, only brothers can have. And then they sleep in the car. And also the fight choreography. Remember, I know I was earlier talking about how it's terrible. And Baby, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's like,
good.
Dean decapitates a dude with the fucking door of the car, and, like, the car crashes 8 different times, and everything breaks, and it's fucking great.
Yeah, no,
it's so good.
It's a good episode. It's a real good episode. I have one more, and I think that's your. I think it's. I have you. You probably have the same one.
You can go.
Well, it's the finale of season 5, and probably the finale of like the good episodes. But yeah, so it's called Swan Song, and it's the finale of season 5, and it's like the apocalypse is here. They tried everything, but Sam ends up saying yes to Satan. There's another Winchester that's introduced, like a half brother Winchester. And Michael's like, I'll just use him because Dean's a stubborn asshole. And so...
And they're like, fuck.
Yeah, so that happens. And they kind of tussle a bit and they end up like kind of like banishing Michael for a minute. And Dean gets the absolute shit beat out of him by the devil. And Sam is able to like kind of break through because he looks at the car. You know, and there's like little bits of the car that only he would know about. Like there's like a Lego stuck in like one of the air vents, and like, you know, he's slept in the back of the car a bunch of times, and it's kind of like, oh, this is our home. And he sees it, gets control of his own body for a minute, and like throws himself into this like cage, like kind of stopping the apocalypse. So it's good. It's a good should have ended there.
Eric Kripke, who created the show.
Also The Boys, but yeah.
And The Boys, which you should 100% watch because it's super good. And has money, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So he created the show, and at the end of season 5 was like, this is kind of where I think it should end, and I'm going to go. The CW wants to keep going, but not me. I'm going to peace out. This is kind of where all my arcs end. And, you know, I have to agree. In Swan Song, there's a fun framing device where Chuck, who you think is a prophet of God and actually wrote a book series about the Winchester brothers,
mm-hmm.
like in the world of the show.
Called Supernatural, yeah.
And they constantly have to deal with that because people call him out on it, or Charlie is like, what the fuck are with those books? And they're like, ugh.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's super funny.
Yeah.
So Chuck is writing like what's happening in the episode as a book, and he starts talking about how important the Impala is.
Mm-hmm.
And like what role it will play, and you're like, is this guy God? But it's not annoying. It's like, that'd be kind of cool, but it's whatever.
And then it becomes annoying later.
It becomes annoying later when he is God. But he has a line toward the end where he's like, endings are impossible, which I think is great because one, it's in an episode that is a perfect ending.
Yeah.
And also, the show didn't end.
Yep.
So it's funny two times.
Funny for not the reasons you want it to be funny.
Yeah, Swan Song is perfect, and not only that, but it's, like, a perfect understanding of who these people are, and, like, Sam wants to sacrifice himself, and Dean wants to, like, fight as hard as he can, but he can't always. And Cass, who is, like, their best friend from heaven, ends up throwing a Molotov cocktail, like, of holy water or whatever, at Michael, the archangel, which is great. Yeah. And then he gets atomized, but he comes back, so it's fine. It's just so good. And not only does Sam, like, throw the devil in, he grabs Michael... and also throws him in. So it's like two for one. Sam really nailed it. At one point, Cass is like, is trying to like calm Dean down. Because Dean's like, fuck the world. I'm going to kill everything. I'm so sad. My brother. And Cass is like, there's nothing you can do. And he's like, would you rather have peace or freedom? And I'm like, Jesus, Cass, too much, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. The world almost ended, Cass. It's one of the, like, the show tries to be heavy and, like, smart in the future, and it doesn't work. But in this one episode, it's just, like,
yeah,
everything's great.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's because they, at least the person that was controlling it at the time was like, I know the show is going to end here. I want the show to end here.
Yeah.
And so kind of put all the effort into that experience. But, like, fuck, man. Well, we gotta address why it went on for so long. And it's probably because, like, the extraordinarily rabid fan base, who obviously had a lot of pull, in kind of the show's, continuation, because they, you know, bought merchandise, saw them at Comic-Con, like, there was a fan base that was huge that was like, we want this to continue forever, kind of got their wish, and kind of figured out why... You don't have a show that goes on for 15 seasons.
Yeah.
Because it didn't... It kind of stagnated and got repetitive and weird and boring and...
Immediately.
Weird again. Yeah. Yeah, almost immediately. I mean, like, the show is made for negative money. and they make
very apparent
quite a bit of money from the show. So it's kind of a no-brainer for the CW to, you know, continue a show that's people watch all the time.
Speaking of continuing a show, I'm sure you're aware, but they've attempted to do two backdoor pilots in Supernatural.
Yep.
as a way to, like, we know the show is going to die, so we need to keep it kicking. It didn't work. One of them is Wayward Sisters, which it's not bad. It's kind of Jody and her 4 billion kids just doing stuff, and they're all good. Like, they're all cool characters. I think Claire is great. It's blah blah blah, but it's kind of more of the same because it's like, oh, you kill monsters, etc.
It's like we kill monsters with our mom. Like, the only, it's like there's a girl Dean and a girl Sam, and that's like, that's it. Yeah, like,
yeah,
like,
it is this, it, you know,
it is the same archetypes, and I'm like, well, what if we did different? And they're like, no.
And like, they're kind of fun in the show. Like, I like them in the show, but I don't know if it could have sustained beyond. Yeah, I don't
know. No, because I also think part of the reason why people keep watching the show is like for the three leads, you know, for like Sam, Dean, and Castiel. You know, it's like a whole, like,
that's the meal, you know, that's like, that's
romance. Yeah. We don't want the appetizers, we want the beefs, you know.
So the second attempt at a, well, no, the, sorry, it's the first attempt at the backdoor pilot, but the most spectacular failure in possibly the modern world was season 9 episode 20 Bloodlines, which you might, yeah, you might not remember this one.
I don't remember this one.
So, Chicago is controlled by 5 monster families, apparently. Sounds stupid? It is. And it was going to be about, like, the crime families in Chicago and hunters and them fighting each other and whatever. I guess kind of like a crime show was their idea. They had a lot of characters they introduced. There was David. He was a shapeshifter. And he ran away from home, but then he came back because there's drama and his brother died. And then there's Enos, whose girlfriend died, and he wants revenge on monsters. And then the werewolves want to go to war. Here's the thing. Shapeshifters can't do anything but be other people, and werewolves can eat people. So I don't see how that war, I don't see how that war can go any other way except werewolves win, but whatever. But they're trying to do a lot of heavy lifting in the episode, and it is not like Invisible Hand. It's kind of like if a puppeteer was just, like, smashing shit together. And you could see their hands the whole time.
Bah, bah, bah.
It was so awkward. And there's, like, oh, there's a big bad guy with silver claws, but he's really just a dude who wants revenge because his kid died. But then, like, he tries to kidnap a werewolf, but he forgets that werewolves are werewolves, so she almost rips his throat out. And then the dude who wants revenge shoots him in the head, and Sam and Dean are like, yeah, it's fine. Fuck him.
Like, what a rotten idea.
Because you're thinking, oh, what would I do with a Supernatural spinoff? Would it be about, like, angels or demons or monsters? And they're like, no, crime. And I'm like, no.
I would do like a, is it Bad Omens?
Good Omens.
Good Omens? I would just do that.
That's so good.
Have that show, but in the Supernatural, like, universe. It wouldn't be as good.
No, because they don't have Amazon money.
Yeah.
And, you know, if
the
CW,
for it.
If the CW smells someone gay, they're going to kill them arbitrarily, so that show wouldn't work on CW.
Oh my god. Okay, so should we talk about the bad now, since we're kind of in it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say there's about 17 bad seasons. No, like, there's some real stinkers in there, man. There's some real stinkers. Okay, so anything with Leviathan is fucking garbage.
Oh god. Yeah, they're on my bad monster list. They didn't have the effects to do Leviathans.
No, they were like, what if there was some mouth? And I'm like, why? Just like, what if the actor puts their head back and then their entire face becomes a mouth? And I'm like, don't do that.
We did.
Please.
We did meet Charlie through that, though. Which
That's
is
true.
Like one of the examples of how there are gems hidden in the absolute wasteland that is the future of Supernatural.
But they did, like, kill her off in the worst possible way. 100%. So there is that.
So they're like, we'll give you a little representation as a treat, but we will stomp on it with our boots.
Let's go season 15. So there's this whole 3-episode arc to start it off. Chuck's God. God's an asshole who, like, I like the idea of God being a dick.
Because real life. Because
that's how, I mean, he's fake, but you know. And so... he's like, oh, I'm writing these stories to entertain myself, and I love, you know, watching you guys try and fail and succeed, and it's like, I love it, you know? I love the drama. And so, like, everything that they've done has just been designed by God for drama. And so they're like, what the fuck? And so they get really pissed at God. They shoot him with a gun.
They do. They wing him.
They wing him. And then he's like, okay, we're done. Like, I'm not helping you anymore. Like, fuck you guys. And he opens up all these portals to hell. And all these ghosts come out. It's bad. Because it's like,
ghosts are boring and stupid.
Because, yeah, it's ghosts and, like, there's, like, this weird HOA of ghosts led by, Jack the Ripper. And it's, like, this whole, like, coalition of ghosts just, like, meeting in the suburbs to be like, how can we kill these three people? And I'm like, Jesus, guys, this is not good. Like, who's like, this is a good idea?
Part of the reason is that they've had events like this where it's like, oh, the gates of hell open, which is, like, season three. Yeah. Or all the angels fall, which is, like, season 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those are much cooler than, oh, I guess a bunch of ghosts.
Yeah, and it's ghosts that we've seen before, too, which is what makes it worse, because it's like, oh, I remember when these were better. And it's like, what's her name? Bloody Mary shows up.
I love
up.
That episode, too.
It's such a good episode.
That's a really scary episode of early Supernatural, and then for her to show up for, like, 3 seconds.
And she's like, hi, I'm Bloody Mary, and I'm like, fuck you. And so, like, that was a whole thing. And then they, like, they close it, and they're like, I guess it's fine. And I'm like, okay. What else? Oh, the last call. Dean heads to Texas to investigate a woman's disappearance and runs into a long-lost friend. Sam learns a persistent wound may hold deep secrets. Dean goes to Texas, meets his friend and, like, a drunk woman, but then it turns out his friend is keeping a monster in the basement and is, like, feeding people to it because
which
he gets money. But also, he's not getting a lot of money. He just owns, like, a shitty dive bar. And I'm like, dream bigger. Be the president.
Be evil.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's so stupid. That's so dumb.
And Dean just kills him.
Yeah, he just kills him with, a pool cue. He just stabs him in the stomach. Also, the guy's, like, short and fat. And I'm like, he could not fight Dean at all. You know? He's been out of the game for years. And Dean's like, sick, 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 and kills him. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Get him.
But also, that's just straight up murder. So, like,
that's
maybe,
fine, they're
maybe
bad.
Leave Texas so. And never come back because people knew you were there. I can't think of a single one in season 15 where I was like, that was good. Like, that was
okay,
really cool.
So that maybe that's our one point of contention today then. Only for a second, because and maybe I picked this episode only because I needed like a spark of light at the end.
Yeah.
Of this final season 15 years later.
Uh-huh.
I didn't hate the gamblers. And this was an episode where, so apparently God had been giving the Winchesters luck the whole time, which I don't agree with and doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Sam and Dean are kind of like out of luck and everything's shitty. And they're like, we need something. We need a little jazz in our step. We need to get our mojo back, a la Austin Powers 3. Okay? So they go to this like pool hall in like Alaska because they heard that, oh, if you win here, you can get your luck back, but also die. I don't know.
Because if your luck runs out, you're just a dead person.
100% dead. So they go all the way to Alaska to like figure shit out. And they enter this pool hall and shit seems magical. And Dean starts winning a bunch of pool, but then everyone that loses dies. Like, some guy gets super cancer, and another dude gets hit by a truck, and Sam is like, I'm not loving the vibes here. And then Dean wins a couple, and then he's like, I'm not getting that much luck. I think this shit is bullshit. And Sam figures out, oh, it's like, it's the god of luck. It's some, like, Roman bullshit. And they're like, hey, what the fuck? And then she shows up and is like, yeah, I'm a god. I've trapped all these people. It's fine. And they're like, it's not fine. And then she agrees to play Sam. Which is funny because earlier in the episode, Dean's like, listen, Sam, you're better at fundamentally everything except for pool. And Sam's like, you're probably right. And then Sam's the one who has to save the day.
Yeah.
So Sam plays and then wins because they trick the god into talking because they're like, man, we're fighting God. And then she's like, oh, I fucking hate that guy. It turns out and this is something they never explained for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
that the reason there are other gods is because, so God created the world, and then humans showed up, and they started worshiping, like, the sun and the moon and nature, because that shit,
we made loved sense. It, you know yeah. what I
mean? We loved it so much. And at first, God was like, that's not what it is. But then he was like, yeah, fuck it. And he made a bunch of other gods as a way to not only entertain people, but also to take the blame. Because people tend to get real mad. And if people can blame, like, the god of the harvest or the god of the sun, then it kind of, like, takes some of the heat off, you know?
Yeah. That... I just hated how long they waited for that.
Okay, I agree with you.
It wasn't like it was anything that, like...
That big of a secret, and I kind of wanted it earlier. Yeah,
that wasn't like, it was like revolutionary, because she's just playing pool and talking about it, and I'm like...
But okay, so Sam wins the first one, and they get luck, and then Sam's like, fuck it, let's do one more game, I want to save everyone in the bar, and then he loses right away. He loses, like, she wins the next game in like 15 seconds, and Sam's like, oh fuck, and then they walk out of the bar, and they're like, I guess we got to go back and kill her, because we can't let all those people in there die, because they're like... 15 people that are super depressed and they can't really win the game and they're trapped. But then they all walk out of the bar and they're like, well, I guess you convinced her because you guys are super rad. And she thought your kind was dead. And they're like, what? And it's like, you're heroes, boys. And it's like, that's nice. Only because you see so little, like, an understanding of who these brothers are and, like, mm-hmm. what they've done. So to have, like, a literal god be like, you know what? You guys are all right. And your old mission statement is cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you have to trick God into playing your game. Like, you can't play God's game. You got to, like, trick him into dealing with your shit. And I'm like, that's cool. I hope that comes in later. But yeah, I don't know. That's the one, like, moment in season 15 where I was like, okay, maybe the finale won't suck.
I thought it was dumb because, like, it's just her decision came out of nowhere. She had no reason to do it. It was just like, you know, they're like, oh, we have to do it so the show continues. And, like, have her come out and say that, you know? Don't have some other person.
Like, I like God shit. Like, there's a... I'll only touch on this. There's, like, a fun Christmas episode in, like, season 3 where they kill 2 pagan gods. And, like, that's super fun. That's, like, a fun shit to deal with. And they also delve into, like, oh, we were raised by a complete asshole and our childhood sucked. Yep. And they have, like, a really shitty gas station kind of Christmas in a motel. And you're like... I fucking love Sam and Dean.
Yeah.
And then there's another episode in season 5 where they get sucked into a, like, a god hotel where it's, like, super weird and it's super, like, pretty and interesting. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you the exact episode, so...
Yeah, and it was Gabriel's legit. Thing, right? And
oh, yeah, so, okay, yes.
And then Satan comes and literally murders everyone. Odin and Ganesh who were there, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's season... 5 episode 19, and like we're really close to the end, and the gods have like orchestrated this to trap Sam and Dean because they're like, here are our bargaining chips and we're gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah.
And there's like Kali the Destroyer and there's Odin, all these people. And Sam and Dean are like, what the fuck is happening? And Dean's basically like, we'll help you, but you have to stop being assholes, and then we'll kill you later in the future. And the gods are like, ugh, fine. And Gabriel's there kind of being a goof. They all think he's Loki, which is on point, you know, mm-hmm. as the trickster. But then the devil does show up and most of the gods get horribly killed. And then Gabriel saves one of the gods and Sam and Dean. And he tells Lucifer that he's a bag of dicks. Great way to go out. And then gets stabbed horribly. But then he hides a message to the brothers in a porn movie. Also mm-hmm. on brand. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, you guys have to just find the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse and get these rings and you can close hell or whatever. And it's perfect. Sam and Dean are like, oh, we've already killed 2 of them, so it's fine. And I'm like, what? I love them. It's so funny because they, like, there's so much shit that is, like, insurmountable. Like, they're like, oh, we have to fight Lucifer, do this. But sometimes they're just like, oh, yeah, it's whatever. We killed a couple gods. And it's just.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of love that we have for this show. But at the same mm-hmm. time, it's just, like, endless frustration. Because you want it to be something better than it is.
Yeah, or
physically,
like,
incapable of doing that.
At least what it was, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, season 5 is fantastic. It's a great season.
Season 5 is so good. And the last thing I'll say about season 5, hopefully. Mm. There's an episode really early on where, like, Dean is thrown into the future. And that Croatoan virus that I love so much comes back and the world is flattened. Yeah. And then, like, future Dean is an asshole, and Cass, who used to be an angel, is now, like, a hippie. And everything's just dust. and then Sam is the devil, and he is, like, just killing absolutely everything. And you're like, this is terrifying. What the fuck? And they're like, it's supernatural, baby. And there's one time where when Dean eats pizza with Death.
Yeah, it's a good Death episode.
And Death is like, one day I'll kill God. Also, I don't really like the devil. And Dean's like, that seems fine to me. But also, Sam just kills a bunch of zombies, and they do a little domestic terrorism, but the fun kind. And I'm like, oh, God, this show is so good.
When it's good, it's good. You know? When it's good, you're having fun. But then when it's bad, you're like, oh, my God. And I want to contribute a bunch of it to just the lack of money. There's definitely a heart there. Like, there's, like, you can tell that the people that work on it, I mean, you wouldn't work on it if you weren't passionate about it and you weren't happy about it, because it's been going on for so fucking long, you know? Crappy sets, crappy fight choreography, like, very basic cinematography. I contribute a lot of its shortcomings to, like, that stuff. And, like, it's hokey, and that's fine, because there's some episodes that are super hokey, but they're not ever gonna, like, shy away from doing goofy stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously the writing is not there as well sometimes, and it's very cyclical where it's the same shit all the time, but...
The writing is probably, like, the heaviest or one of the most important parts of a show like this, and it vanishes.
As screenwriters, we would agree that writing is probably the most important process.
Well, you
of
can
anything.
Do a lot. You can do a lot even if you have a shitty little. Special effects, but yeah. If there's no, like, driving force, if there's no, oh, we have to beat the devil, or, oh, we have to do this, then it's like, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, it's a fun time if you want to check it out. Sorry, I just hit my mic. It's a fun time. You want to check it out. If you don't want to check it out, you're not really losing anything. You're losing on some inside jokes, mainly. And a weird part of television history, honestly. Like, I feel like once the show ends... It's going to be... People might, like, talk about it in the future. About just how, like...
I think definitely the first... At least the first five seasons. I think that it will have as much, if not more, of a hold than Buffy did. Because it's the same thought space. I think more.
Okay, so did you want to end with your one more Supernatural bit?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to talk... We talked about things we hated, you know, a lot, which is cool. People coming back unnecessarily. A lot of villains, like Metatron. What the fuck was that? The Wizard of Oz rolled in at one point. We don't like Jack. There are a lot of arcs where they kill the main villain like halfway through a season, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, they did it like with Eve. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so they have the mother of all monsters or whatever, and she creates these cool hybrids, and I'm like, that'll be cool. And they kill her in the same episode, and the hybrids never come up again. I'm like, okay. Yep. And then this other Archangel Michael comes from, like, Earth 2. Stupid. Rolls in and is like, I'm going to do a monster army. They kill him right away. Nothing happens. I'm like, okay. Don't like it. Also, a good villain they had was the British. Men of Letters. So it's a secret monster hunting society, whatever. The British come to America and they're like, hey, we know how to do this better than you, so let us do it. And Sam's like, you know, probably be fine. It's not fine. At the end of season...
13?
12. Fuck this 12? Show. So fucking much of the show.
There's so much of it.
Season 12, episode 22, Who We Are. The British are like... They're winning and they're like, we brainwashed your mom to kill your friends. And also we're going to kill not only everyone you work with, but everyone they know and everyone they know. We don't give a shit about casualties. And, like, they get trapped in the bunker, and Sam's like, Dean, I'm sorry. And Dean, in one moment of clarity, is like, you know what? This time it's okay. I'm not going to be an asshole for no reason. Great. They use grenade launchers. They get out of the bunker. And then Sam's like, I'm going to lead a fucking battalion of people and kill all the British. 15 minutes.
Yep.
And it's great. It's the perfect example of this is where you would be after a decade of this. And then the British are like, but we got to fight the devil. You need us. And Sam's like, pass. And then they shoot her in the head. Yep. Great. Yep. But then they bring, and then the main bad guy, who's Ketch or whatever, is, like, he brainwashed their mom, and he's an asshole, and they kill him.
This was, like, dating her for a minute, too.
It's gross. So, like, they kill him, and then, like, the next season, they bring him back in the stupidest way, and he offers fucking nothing to the show, and I'm like, why?
But then they kill him again, for real, because someone, like, rips out his heart and then eats it.
And I'm like, good, because who fucking cares, you stupid monster? He killed children!
He did. He's a bad person.
Anyway, it was one of the only shows, and, like, it's a weird thing to say, but like with mythology, you explore that a lot with the Greek because we know they were wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's no Zeus. So at this point, we can be like, here's Percy Jackson, and we can explore all the fun things about it without any of the weird sacrifice and guilt and fear.
Yeah.
Fun. And then this show is like, you know, angels and demons, let's just fuck around with it, man. Let's just say that this happens and angels also suck. And it's kind of neat seeing humans stuck in the middle of, like, two warring monster races and all this shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for a long time, there's, like, this Americana quality about the show where there's, like, there's hotels and diners and small towns and you're stuck on the road and, like, they have no money and resources. And I'm like, great. That's so fun.
All of that and it's not as fun.
Yeah. And then, like, one time Sam uses Thor's hammer. It's great. They talk about how much their childhood sucked because their father sucked. Also, one of the best decisions the show ever made was killing the dad almost right away.
Yeah.
Like, the first season, it's like, we have to find our dad. He got lost. And they find him, and their dad's like, oh, I'm terrible. And then their dad dies right away in season two, and the show is, like, upward tilt. Because their dad sucked.
Well, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, too, so a real good actor.
No, he's a great actor, but I'm just saying, like, as a dad,
he comes back for a second in season 14.
He does, and Sam is like, you kind of sucked. And he's like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, okay, that's a little
something. I was so worried that he would just stay because that's what they do.
I was like, please don't. This is the one good thing that you've done. Don't bring him back. And they didn't, though, luckily. Yeah. Because, like, over time, even Dean is like, yeah, Dad kind of sucked. Because at first, he's like, and I'm like, Dean, come on. And Dean's like, yeah that whole thing sucked. And I'm like, good.
Bad dads, you know?
Bad dads. The supernatural story.
Supernatural story. Bad dads. Because
God's the worst dad of them all.
He's the alpha dad.
Yeah, when they're looking for God, like, in season 5, and God's like, I'm not really going to show up. Dean's like, it's just another deadbeat dad. And I'm like, good for you, Dean.
It's good. It's
recognize
good.
Recognize that shit.
Yeah. But, so, would you recommend Supernatural?
I would recommend, certainly, the first 5 seasons of Supernatural, because it's, like, it's a very good, condensed, kind of silly, but wholesome ride into monsters and mythology and whatever. And then if you really like it, I'd be like, yeah, you could watch a little more. You could meet the fun lesbian Charlie, who's the best, and the sheriff and all our crazy kids. And, like, there are characters that are good, but the show is not good anymore. And it only really gets worse. And then they add characters you don't like Rowena or Jack. And it's not good. It's just not good anymore. And I'll always love it for what it gave me, but not for what it is.
Yeah. I have a weird nostalgic love for it because, like, you know, 15 years ago, I was 30. So, like, you know, I really grew up on this show. I'm kidding. But, like, 15 years ago, you know, fuck, was I 10? 15 years ago?
Did you watch this at the very beginning?
Yeah. My sister was hella into it.
That's so funny. I didn't watch this until high school because I
wanted to. No, I watched this on TV.
That's wild.
I had a little 13-inch glass TV that we were only allowed to watch shows at scheduled times. I mean, that's kind of how TV worked, is,
it was, but
like, no, like, within family, was, like, my mom was, like, you can only watch TV at this time, and I was, like, okay, and it was Supernatural time, and we watched it, and it was terrifying, and then we got DVDs, and then we watched it whenever, because we could watch it during the day. fuck, I'm old. But, yeah, so, like, Supernatural has been, like, a constant for me.
That's
for a while,
cool,
and
actually.
Like, and not in a way that I was, like, always watching it, but just, like, that's something that I could fall back to.
Yeah.
If I had nothing to watch, I'd be like, I'll watch an episode of Supernatural.
That's
and
weird.
And now I'm like, what next? Like, what am I going to do?
I started watching it in high school, kind of to impress someone, but it just so I could have
what
shit
a weird
to,
flex.
I wanted just because I wanted to know, like, what everyone was talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And when I started watching it, and I was a couple seasons in, and then my dad was just like, I think he was off that day or whatever, and he just sat down and was like, the hell is this? And I'm like, I don't know. And then he started watching it, and we watched it all. Like, it's like one of our one of the big bonding things that we do. And, like, We're great. I love them, you know, but it's really fun to have, like, this really stupid ass show that we complain about. Like, the new episodes, every time we watch, we're like, this is so bad. But we love it so much, and I also am going to miss it a lot when it's gone, because it's like, where will all this weird anger go? And like this weird love, where will it go?
It goes into Westworld or Halo. No.
Oh, fuck Halo, Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm I don't know. It's a weird love hate where I love that it exists, but I hate that it exists.
And I'm also really excited to be free from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the finale and probably be disappointed. If we're all going to be like honest, like we're probably not going to get the cool Grand Canyon ending.
No.
But yeah.
So, well, that's our take on Supernatural. I know you weren't asking for it, but you know, make your own fucking podcast. I'm kidding.
In no way did we warn you or prepare you for this, but no. Here we are. So.
Yeah. Well, next time we're going to talk about something different and we'll have a middle watch and it will be a good time. Probably. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
But Shane, where can people find us on socials?
So at Out of Dodge Pod is where we are on Twitter and Instagram. If you have any shows that you think are weird or crazy or even a little supernatural-esque that you want us to watch a random episode of, please let us know. Drop a comment. And we'd love to watch literally anything.
So. Yeah. So if you have a show that you wanted us to complain about, fucking we'll watch anything. Yeah. Just and it's going to be November, away. So it's going to be Christmas.
Oh,
next episode's Christmas.
Thanksgiving, though?
Oh, fuck. Thanksgiving, Shane. I wanted
to do that stupid episode about the Thanksgiving poisoning, so maybe that'll work out.
Yeah, that works. That works for me.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Be careful or whatever.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Shit, did it stop? No, it didn't. Why is it still going?
On this, and welcome to our video.
We had a reptile. We wouldn't have been alive.